Our guest at the cafe this morning is Derek Price, and Derek operates Green Shoot Media in Greenville, but also is very much involved with Hunt County Public Art. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
So it's the time that people are invited to submit projects for next year.
Yes, absolutely. So every summer, Hunt County Public Art puts out this call to artists, and we say, hey, what ideas do you have for public art? And it's a little bit of a misperception. Some people think we go out there saying, hey, will you paint us a picture of a farmer in this spot, and we commission artwork. We actually do not commission any artwork whatsoever. We leave it up to the artists to come up with their ideas and locations for where they think they could put a project. So if you're an artist or if you know artists, let them know we're looking for ideas for artwork that we can pay for in 2019, in the 2019 calendar year. So the way it works, we get the ideas in the summertime, and then in the fall, we have a committee of artists and people with art degrees primarily who review all the applications and decide which one or ones we're going to fund for the next year. And then we go out and raise the money, and all the money goes toward these public art projects here in Hunt County.
Mm-hmm. So you all don't suggest projects yourselves.
Right. Yeah, we've never done that. We just leave it up to the artists, and you know, they never disappoint. That's the great thing about artistic people. They've got brilliant, brilliant creative ideas that I never could have thought of in a million years. So we leave it wide open to them.
Now, normally, this has to do with an existing structure, a work of art that's going to be added to an existing building or
yep.
or what have you. Wouldn't necessarily have to be that, though, would it?
It wouldn't have to. It could be just about anywhere, but it certainly helps in the application. If you say, hey, I've talked to the building owner and the building owner's on board with this project 100%, then we know it's a lot more likely to go forward. If it's the kind of thing where they haven't even discussed it with the property owner, then it makes it a little less likely that they'd be on board with it.
Well, I just thought of an exception, though. In fact, there's two exceptions in the Commerce City Park. You have the David Zavonnet Bodark sculpture. Uh-huh. Which is almost like a wind chime kind of thing, huge.
Yep.
But, and then there's these little steps, and I don't know how to describe that, but those were not attached to or are part of any other pre-existing structure.
Right. That's in a sculpture park in Commerce. It was on city property, though. And in
right.
both cases, we went
yeah.
to it's the city's land, and we went to them, and
right.
you know, they were on board with it from the start. So that helps with the project getting selected.
Yeah. And there's no certain number of projects that
No, but it depends on the project. You know, it could be one giant grandiose project that we fund. It could be four little bitty ones, maybe. We don't have a specific number that we're shooting for every year.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art, and the time has come that they are seeking proposals for Hunt County Public Art projects for 2019. So you all have been doing this now for several years.
Yeah, we've been doing it more than 5 years now, and every year we put up new pieces of public artwork. It's a really exciting thing to be a part of. It's, I think, made a big difference in Hunt County, kind of re-energized it. One of my favorite things, you know, we just had all these high school graduations. I loved the fact that I could drive by our artwork a lot of the time, and you'd see people taking their senior portraits next to the artwork that we helped put in. And that, for me, that was one of my big goals in the beginning, is we want to say that Greenville and Hunt County is a great place to stay for creative people and young people. We don't want you going off to Austin and Dallas and all these other places. You can make a dent in the universe right here. And, you know, we are making a difference. We're keeping creative people here. We're doing these creative projects, and having young people see that and appreciate it and take their senior pictures there just warms my heart.
Well, there's a couple of projects for this year that are now underway. You want to describe what those are?
Yeah, the two projects we funded this year, and they're well underway. A lot of progress is being made. One is on, it's an art glass window that's going in the Commerce Public Library, one of the most architecturally significant buildings here in Hunt County.
Mm-hmm.
And we designed it in a way that is completely removable. It's not going to alter the historic structure of the building, but David Zavonnet's art glass is going to be a picture of a Bodark tree in the window there, and we're going to have it backlit at night so it'll glow. It's going to make a big, big difference to the look of that building.
Mm-hmm.
And we also raised enough money. We made a $2,000 donation to the public library so that they could continue their renovation efforts, so we can make the window look prettier as
Terrific.
We put the new artwork in it. So we're kind of helping with their renovation as well.
Yeah. And then there's the one at LP Waters Education Center in Greenville?
Yes, that one's well underway. You can see that as you drive by all the time. I love seeing the progress on that. But Alyssa Lane has been working on that for the last few months. And it's always amazing to me to see how these murals go up layer by layer by layer.
Mm.
You know, I'm not an artist myself. I appreciate it and I love it. But starting with a big like black blob on the side of the wall, I never would have guessed it would have started like
yeah.
that.
But, yeah.
but seeing it come together and come to life, and now there are figures on the wall, it's a cool thing to watch. And we're hoping that's going to be done by the end of the calendar year. That's our goal.
So now the forms or what have you to make a proposal are going to be on the Hunt County Public Art website.
That's correct. Go to huntcountypublicart.com and the forms are on there. You can just click and download that, fill it out, and apply for funding for next year if you've got an idea.
Okay, great. Derek, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Derek Price with Hunt County Public Art and Green Shoot Media. And you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.